This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. International outrage spread on Monday over civilian killings in northern Ukraine, where a mass grave and tied bodies of people shot at close range were found in a town taken back from Russian forces as Moscow shifts its focus to the fighting elsewhere. The deaths in Bucha outside Kiev are likely to galvanize the United States and Europe into additional sanctions against Moscow, possibly including some restrictions on the billions of dollars in energy that Europe still imports from Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden is again calling Russia's Vladimir Putin a war criminal who should stand trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian officials say hundreds of civilian bodies have been found in Kyiv suburbs once held by Russian troops, including Bucha.
What's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Though Russia is denying the allegations of atrocities, the president calls Putin brutal.
We have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
And says he will seek more sanctions against Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The discoveries overshadowed peace talks between Russia and Ukraine that were due to resume on Monday against a backdrop of artillery barrages in Ukraine's south and east, where Moscow says it's now focusing its operations after it fell short in attempts to take any major cities in the heart of the country. In Mariupol, a southeastern port, Ukraine says it has evacuated thousands of civilians in the past few days from the city, which is surrounded by areas held by Russian-backed separatists in the eastern Donbas region. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports 13 million people die every year from environmental causes, including more than 7 million who are killed each year from exposure to air pollution. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
New data released by the World Health Organization confirms that practically the whole world is breathing in unhealthy air. The WHO is calling for urgent action to curb the use of fossil fuels to reduce air pollution levels. This, it says, threatens the health of billions of people, leading to the preventable deaths of millions. Sophie Gumi is technical officer in WHO's Department of Environment, Climate Change, and Health. She says the data show air quality is poorest, notably in the Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asian, and African regions. The WHO report says significant harm is being done by even low level of many air pollutants. It says particulate matter can penetrate deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream. This can cause cardiovascular disease, stroke, and respiratory impacts. It says nitrogen oxide, or NO2, can cause asthma and other respiratory diseases. WHO recommends measures including building safe and affordable public transport systems, implementing stricter vehicle emissions, investing in energy-efficient housing and power generation, and improving industry and municipal waste management. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A clash between prison gangs armed with guns and knives left 20 people dead, Ecuadorian officials said Monday, and they announced that they had fully regained control of the facility. At least five people had serious injuries. What appeared to be gunfire and screaming could be heard on videos of the incident broadcast by local news media. An official says about 1,000 police and military worked to control the riots. Amnesty International said last month that at least 316 prisoners died in confrontations in Ecuadorian prisons in 2020, with 119 those dying in a September riot. Recapping our top story, international outrage is spreading Monday over civilian killings in northern Ukraine, where a mass grave and tied bodies of people shot at close range were found in a town taken back from Russia's forces as Moscow shifts the focus of the fighting elsewhere. The discoveries overshadowing peace talks between Russia and Ukraine that were due to resume on Monday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.